Thank you for calling customer service. Well, Leslie speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I'm trying to figure out who you are and why I'm paid money to you.
Yes, sir. We service over several different companies with over 24 different campaigns in each company. But if I can have your zip code, I can help you look up your account.
97006.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Darren Porter.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Porter. And Mr. Porter, can you please verify your mailing address for me, please?
20752 Northwest Painted Mountain Drive in Beaverton, Oregon, 97006.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Mr. Porter. And Mr. Porter, I see here that on February the 27th, 2021, you ordered the Vibe smartwatch for $7.92 with the lifetime warranty for $18.94.
Okay. The one I'm concerned about is the one on March 15th.
Yes, sir. The Vibe warranty comes with the Vibe Pods. That's why it's called for $18.94. The charges, that's for a 14-day trial period. And on the 14-day trial period, for the customers to call us and let us know if they want to continue to try the product or they need any more time to try the product. Those are great values
what
of the product.
What product are you talking about?
The Vibe smartwatch and the Vibe pods that you received in the mail.
Oh, yeah, I don't need to go any further with that. But I'm still not... On March 15th.
Yes, sir. On March 15th, that was the 15th day for the Vibe smartwatch. So you was charged $69.97, and for the Vibe pods on the 16th of March, you were charged $64.94 for those two products that you received in the mail.
I do not
on the
want
3rd
that.
Of March.
I do not want that.
Yes, sir. I understand, but those are valid charges.
Okay, I'm going to fight this then. I don't want that. I didn't ask for that. I did not ask for this. I did not do this. I paid for an Apple Watch for $12, whatever. This was never shown to me, and I want it taken off immediately. Or I'll just say it's fraud. I'll call them. Because I didn't sign up for this.
Yes, I understand that. But unfortunately, those are valid charges. And when you signed up, you went up on the website where it stated that you have four.
You guys
four
are assholes. You guys are assholes.
Yes, sir, I understand.
That's how
that,
you
Mr.
rob us.
Porter. I understand that, Mr. Porter.
No, you don't. I'm gonna just bait it. I'll call them. I'll get rid of your ass. There better not be another charge on this, and you better take away all the charges going forward. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Mr. Porter, can you hold for just one moment, please?
What a ripoff.
Just one moment, Mr. Porter.
You guys are scam artists. What a ripoff. I hope you're happy.
Okay, Mr. Porter.
What?
Okay, I understand that you're upset. And what I can do is offer you a 35% refund of that $64.99 and that $69.97.
Okay.
And you won't be charged anymore. And I can cancel your account out.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's such a shock. I'm glad I looked at it. I mean, I just don't understand it. So what do you do? Give me credit for that or what?
Just one moment, Mr. Porter. Just one moment for me.
Man. You know, we have been affected big time with this COVID, and I'm only working part-time, so we're stressing every day. This just is horrible.
Okay, Mr. Porter.
Yeah.
Okay, what I've done is I've canceled your account. I've canceled your account where you won't be charged anymore or any more fees taken out of your account. And I refunded 35%. Oh, that's 64.90. Of the 69.97, 35% of that to your account.
Okay. You say to my account, you mean to my credit card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that's as much as I can get. All right, well, thank you.
One moment, and... Oh, that's 64.97. Mm-hmm. I refunded that back to refunded 35% of that back to your credit card also.
Okay.
And you should see those fees back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can do today, Mr. Porter?
No, I wish you'd get more. Thanks.
You're welcome.